warnings should be placed on social media in the same way that there are warnings on cigarette packets. That call comes from doctors here in Ireland and in the US, and it follows a warning by the US Surgeon General this week that social media contributes to teen mental health difficulties. The Irish Medical Organisation is calling for the issue to be addressed. Professor Matthew Sandler is with the IMO. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Well, explain the impact of social media on young people.
Well, I mean, as you know, this all comes from the US Surgeon General, who'd be the United States equivalent of our Chief Medical Officer. And he issued a report last year in 2023 saying that, you know, that social media use by youth, and specifically excessive social media use, leads to an increase in depression and anxiety. Now, the reasons for this are multiple and quite complex, but ultimately it is an addictive type behaviour, and all addictive behaviours obviously play around with our reward pathways and our mood pathways. And the Surgeon General in his report last year said that the introduction of social media may have contributed to more than 300,000 new cases of depression among the university age population in the United States. As you know, this week he has called for a warning label, and is basically is saying that we should be treating social media the same way we treat other addictive behaviours such as smoking. And we will be saying that as the European headquarters of many of these companies, we should be imposing the same restrictions here.
Where would you put that social media warning?
Well, every time somebody logs on to the app, it comes up as a screen before they enter, and it says, do you know you're entering into a dangerous space?
You're calling for a well-funded public health strategy. What exactly is that?
Well, we need to have a cultural move towards that. You know, this is not a healthy activity. This is, in fact, an unhealthy activity, and the more time you spend on it. And as well, I mean, while obviously the focus is often on adolescents, because we feel that obviously there's a duty on society to protect them, you know, the same sort of effects are felt by adults as well. So what we will be looking for is similar to what we had with smoking, which is advertising type campaigns saying, you know, are you spending too much on screens? We'll be looking for a cultural shift where bodies such as yourselves, an RTE, an important national body, would look at your own social media behaviour and whether or not you should have accounts on these platforms until they reform. We will be looking for other public bodies to do the same, in the same way that we would be doing with smoking, in the same way that we will be doing with excessive alcohol use.
You're looking for a ban in schools for smartphones, but what could parents do at home, because they're used at home as well?
Well, absolutely. Well, I mean, the HSE's own advice is that, you know, no child should really be seeing a smartphone or tablet screen until at least the age of two, and that screen use should be significantly limited in childhood, especially the more immersive screen phenomenons. You know, a television in the corner while still a screen is less immersive than a screen that you're holding in your hand. But obviously, you know, the warnings about excessive television viewing has been there since the 1950s. You know, so what parents need to do is, it's not not doing social media, it is what you do instead. So it is providing more outdoor activities, especially at this time of year, more communal activities. And I do think there's a responsibility again on the government and on, you know, councils and that, to ensure that, you know, in population centres we have adequate playgrounds, that we have adequate sports facilities, that we have football pitches, that we have swimming pools, that we have places, you know, where children can engage in healthy communal behaviours, you know, where people don't feel on a rainy day that they've nothing to do but just to sit inside and watch a screen.
Professor Matthew Sandler, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:59.